You are now tuned into Minimal Podcast, trading materials for peace of mind, hosted by me, Joseph Cooper, and this is the Perception versus Reality episode. And today we're going to talk about what is really important. Is it image or is it reality? And also we're going to talk about who is the author of cool, who is the author of popular, and who is the author of what's right. And without further ado, let's jump right into it. I was recently thinking about what's really most important in this world. Is it what's really going on or what people think is going on? What's popular, what's cool, and what's actually right and what's actually reality? So what I was thinking about was when it comes to perception, perception is what others think of us that don't really know us. So that could be strangers, that can be people viewing us from afar, not really understanding what we're about, don't really know us on a personal level. And that is perception. And that is, you know, sometimes perception could be close to reality or it could be way off base. And I was thinking about what's really important. Well, the thing about it is that only reality is important. What other people think of us is really none of our concern. And also, most importantly, that it's not important. What my neighbor thinks of me, what my coworkers think of me, even what, you know, family and friends, you know, whatever their perception of me is, that's not nearly as important as what is the reality. Well, so their truth, because, you know, we start to get into this image, if you will, of, you know, we try to project ourselves and have this image. And sometimes people get so enthralled with the image, they think that is really what's important. So they're trying to build up their image. But image is not reality. Image is just, it's a facade. It's something that we put out there so people can look at and say, wow, look, he's doing really well for himself, or she's doing really well for herself, or whatever it may be. But not understanding that, you know, sometimes people project things that may not necessarily be true. Sometimes people project things what they want you to think. And sometimes what people want others to think may not necessarily be the truth or reality. So I think it's really, you know, understanding, you know, what are people, you know, projecting, especially in this social media era, if you will. And I don't know when this era is truly ever going to end, but I do know this whole era that we are in, it's all about, you know, it's all about imagery. It's all about showcasing something to others, especially strangers, and that trying to, like I said, put this facade on, or maybe put this mask on for others so people can maybe think we're doing well, or for people to like us, or people to buy our products, or whatever it may be. And I think that people have gotten so intertwined and in tune in this image and, you know, false narrative about themselves that they're losing touch with reality, and they're forgetting what's really important. Because, you know, like I said, we're in this social media era. There's so much going on in this world, and that we're just really trying to navigate. And it's hard to navigate this world when, you know, there's people trying to live two separate lives, or, you know, be two-faced about themselves. And, you know, I got to put on an image for these people over here, then I have to put on a mask over here when I'm at home, and whatever it may be. And all that, like I said, and I've said it before in other episodes of the podcast, is that that's imprisonment. That's bondage. That is how people are losing touch with themselves, because if you lose touch with reality, then you're really losing touch with everything, because you need to find, you know, the truth in yourself. You need to find the truth in the Lord. You need to find the truth in God, because that is the real truth. And what other people think of us, you know, that is not the truth. You know, it's not something that pertains to us, and it's not something that we should have an appetite for, and it's not something that we should be consuming, because we can't, you know, live our lives, you know, with all these thoughts in our head about, oh, what does this person think of me? And, you know, am I projecting the correct image to so-and-so? And, you know, how do they feel about me? Do they like me? Do they dislike me? And we're just getting, you know, we're so focused on that, and that it takes away from our happiness. It takes away from, you know, this road that we're on to peace of mind, and that we're never going to reach. If the end goal is peace of mind, that's the light at the end of the tunnel, then how are we going to get there if we're spending time and focusing our energy on what other people think of us? You know, that perception or that imagery, that's not reality. Because, you know, the only thing that's important is, you know, how we are living is, like I said, it's that truth inside of ourselves. You know, am I on the right path? Not the path that you think I'm on, but the path that I'm really on. And you may not know what that path is, but I know, I have to know, and I can't deviate from that path just because someone thinks a certain way about me or, you know, a certain way about us, because like I said, none of that stuff is important, and we can't spend our time, we can't spend our lives trying to put on this perfect painting for people so that way they can, you know, like I said, think we're doing well, or so they can like us, because like I said, none of those things are important, and they've never been important, but society tells us that those things are important. I remember years ago, Sprite, you know, the Sprite soda, the beverage, they had this campaign about, you know, image is everything. Yeah. And I've thought about that, and I was like, that was such an odd marketing campaign, because it was basically they're trying to promote that what other people think of you is priority, and somehow that is important, when, you know, in actuality, what other people think of us has never been important. But that's just some of the things I'm talking about. You know, when you see marketing like that and promotion like that, is that some, you know, and it's, you know, from corporations, society, and maybe even our peers, that's what they're focused on. And they're focused on projecting imagery and, you know, whatever your reputation may be, or, you know, because we get caught up in this false narrative, especially when, you know, I think it starts when we're young. I believe it starts when we're kids. We're so focused on being cool, and no one has ever defined cool or explained what cool is, but we knew as kids that we wanted to be cool, whatever cool was. And, you know, and sometimes whatever cool was, we would let other people define it for us. We would never define cool for ourselves. And, you know, and I believe that's where a lot of issues happen later on in our adult lives, because, you know, we're taught at a very young age that, you know, we have to look cool, we have to be cool, we have to do what is cool, and somehow we should aspire to be popular. But like I said, we never define popular for ourselves. We don't define cool for ourselves. We let other people define what's popular. We let other people define what's cool. And that when we do that at such a young age, sometimes, you know, if you're lucky and you're blessed, you'll get out of that, and you won't worry about what other people think is cool, or you won't worry about being popular. But the truth is, some people never get out of that mode. Mode is something that can carry on all the way into adulthood, and it becomes into this type A personality, trying to become a people pleaser, and, you know, you're losing touch with yourself when you get into that lifestyle of trying to be the perfect image for people, when we were never made to be perfect. Every single person that I've ever met has been imperfect. Like I said, the only one that's ever been perfect has been our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's never been a human being. And then, so like I said, that's where that, you know, that false narrative, that false reality starts to set in. And then you're no longer living the truth. And when you can't live the truth, you can never be free. That's that bondage. That's that imprisonment. And like I said, the goal of this podcast is to always be free. I want to be free. free. I want you to be free. I want every listener to be free. I want everyone on this world to be free. Because if you don't have your freedom, then what do you have? You have nothing. You know, that's why when they punish criminals for crimes that they've committed, you know, what do? They take away your freedom. That's the punishment. So, you know, if the punishment is to take away your freedom, then why are we punishing ourselves by taking away our own freedom, putting ourselves in chains, putting ourselves in bondage, putting ourselves in handcuffs? Why would we do that to ourselves? Because that's really, like I said, that's that worldly stuff. That's that secular stuff. That's that fake stuff, you know, and, you know, we have to get back in tune with ourselves. We have to get back in tune with the Lord. We have to get back in tune with reality. We have to get back in tune with the truth. And we can never worry about what other people are doing. We can't worry about what other people are thinking, because none of that stuff is going to satisfy our hunger. It's not going to satisfy our appetite, but yet we have so many people out there in the world thinking that's what's really most important, thinking that's number one, thinking that's top priority, when it's never been priority. The only thing that's ever been important has been God. It has been our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it has been finding the truth and finding that peace of mind and finding that light at the end of the tunnel, because that's where I'm trying to go. That's where I want all of us to go. Like I said, I want all of us to be free. And we cannot worry about imagery, false imagery, what's popular and what's cool, because what people think is cool today is really not cool. And what's popular today is not what's popular. I don't want to be popular, because I see what's going on in the world. I see what's happening on TV. I see what's happening out there in the world. I see what's happening out there on social media. I see what's happening, what's out there on the internet. And there's a lot of people out there that think that what other people, or they think that because if they see millions of people doing something, it must be right, because I see millions of people doing it. Or if I see millions of people doing something, then it must be popular. And people equate popular to right. And when that is not necessarily always the truth, just because a lot of people are doing something doesn't mean it's the correct thing, doesn't mean it's the proper thing. And that's where this bandwagoning happens. And we're not even, instead of thinking for ourselves, we're just going to jump on the bandwagon because there's millions and millions and millions of people on that bandwagon. And we think that, oh, if there's millions of people doing it, then they have to be right. There's no way they can be wrong. Well, of course they can be wrong, because the majority in numbers doesn't equate to what is truth. Just because a lot of people are doing something doesn't mean it is the right thing to do. But that is what society is teaching us. That is what the world is teaching us, when we know that is not the truth. That has never been the truth. Like I said, and when it comes into this social media era, this internet era, you can find anything on the internet, and it can be the most horrible, deplorable things. And they're going to have an audience for it. And because sometimes people think there's an audience for it, that, oh, okay, so there's nothing wrong with this because there's an audience for it. And as we know, that is entirely not true. Just because there's an audience for something, or just because there's people that think this is cool, it doesn't mean that it is. Like I said, we need to get into we need to revolt against what people think is cool and what people think is popular. And we need to, instead of letting other people define it, we need to start defining what's popular for us, what is right for me, what is cool for me, and not trying to worry about what other people are doing, because what other people are doing is not going to satisfy our hunger. And, you know, like I said, I don't want to do what other people are doing, because some of the stuff they're doing is completely wrong. You know, it goes against everything that is what's written in the Bible, but yet there's millions of people doing it. And, you know, and that can be confusing, especially to the younger generation, because I think the younger generation is heavily influenced, not just by this social media era, but also by the people that they see, their peers, their friends, even their people in their family. And that, especially the younger you are, when someone sees someone doing something, they tend to think, okay, that's the right thing to do, because maybe the person doing it is somebody that they admire. Maybe it's somebody that they love. It's somebody that they've known their entire lives. So we start to think, if I see this person doing something, it must be the right thing to do. But, you know, that, like I said, that is not always the truth, because there's people around us that are doing wrong things. Now, I'm not trying to judge them or condemn them, but it's also understanding that I just can't follow somebody just because I've known you my whole life. I can't just follow someone just because I love them. I just can't follow someone because they're in a crowd with millions of other people that have this shared way of thinking. I just can't follow that just because I'm following Jesus. That's where my mind is going. That's where my life is going. And, you know, if the path doesn't align with Jesus's path, then I don't want to do it. I don't care how many people are. I don't care if it's millions of people. I don't care if it's billions of people. We shouldn't care about those things, because that stuff is not important. I don't care how many people say this is the right thing to do, this is the cool thing to do, and if you're not doing these things, then you're not cool and you're not one of us. That stuff, we need to abolish that way of thinking. We need to abolish even thinking about what another person thinks, because that is having too much influence, it's having too much control, and it's not giving us the freedom that we deserve. It's not giving us the freedom that we need. And so, you know, I'm just going to leave it at that. When it comes to perception and reality and image and reputation, the only thing that's ever going to be important is what the truth really is. And the truth is God, and in making sure that we're living the truth. And you know, if someone doesn't like that I'm following God, hey, you know what? That's on them. That's not on me. I can't worry about that. I can't think about that. I can't think about what this other person is doing, because I have to live my life and I have to live it for God. And I can't live a life to impress others. I can't live a life for, you know, for other people to like me or to think I'm cool, because I'm not worried about other people's thoughts. I'm in tune with reality. I'm in tune with the truth. That's what I want for you. That's what I want for all of my listeners. That's what I want for everybody. I want everybody to live the truth. I want them to have freedom, because if we don't have truth and we don't have freedom, then we actually have nothing. So I'm just going to leave it on that note. Thank you for listening. You know, it's been a pleasure, and I just want to thank all the listeners that have been listening to the episodes of the podcast. I see the numbers going up every week, so thank you for your time. I really do appreciate it. Thank you. God bless, and good night. Thank you for lending your ears. If you enjoy what you're hearing, please subscribe and tell your friends about this podcast. You can also show your support by purchasing a hoodie at minimalbranded.com. If you're liking the new intro and outro music, that was actually produced by my cousin Gabriel Johnson. So thank you, Gabriel, very much for this new music. If you would like to contact me, you can contact me via email at jthomas@minimalbranded.com. And please follow me on Instagram at minimal.branded. So thank you very much, and have a good night.